Scott Whaley here again in lesson number 2. Welcome back. Now, this is the second most important principle when it comes to gaining wisdom and in your ability to make great decisions in your life that will get you the results that you really want. So, what is this incredibly profound and massively transforming idea? And this one's going to blow you away. I hope you're sitting down because this is so big and so earth-shattering. I know you've never heard this before. And what it is you need to know what you want. In other words, what's your goal? What's your outcome? What's your result? Now, I can imagine you sitting there going, wow, that's amazing. That's earth-shattering. That's mind-blowing. Scott, I'm sure glad I got this program and I'm listening to you now. But I'm about to say something I think you may not have ever heard it put this way before, and why it's so profound and why you've heard so many people say, well, you know, you need to know, have a goal, or you need to know your result or know your outcome. But no one ever gives us the context. In other words, well, why do you need to have it so much? Why is it so important, you know? And I realized if a great decision will lead to great results, which ideally, intuitively, great results is what you want. To make those great decisions, though, you really need to know what it is you want. You can't make a great decision without knowing what you want. You don't just hang out and say, I think I'm going to make some great decisions today. I'm really psyched. We're going to do it. I'm going to be around other people making great decisions, and I am going to make some great decisions. Think about it in these terms. Great decisions are just great decisions only from a certain viewpoint, a certain context. In other words, a great decision for a great body may not be the perfect or greatest decision when it comes to making other people happy. It may not be the greatest, most profound, and fulfilling decision when it comes to what dessert to eat. But it will be a powerful, powerful decision when it comes to creating a great body. Your result. So the only way you're going to make great decisions about who to be with, what to focus on, what to do, is knowing your outcome. What is your goal, both in the short term and in the long term? And if you do not have a clear goal and result that you want long term and short term in this area, then I'll suggest that how in the world could you make a good decision or a great decision? I think when you look around, you ask and you poll people like I've done, you say, what do you want? And 9 times out of 10, they say, well, either A, I don't know, or B, I don't want to feel this way, or I don't want to get this result anymore. And I think it's the reason why so many people end up in bad health or ill health at the end of their days, or broke or in debt. It's the only explanation I can come up with, because the numbers line up. So it's having that goal, having that outcome, and being clear about it is the first thing. Don't think, oh my gosh, I got to do anything. It's got to be perfect or whatever, because that'll change just like your decisions will change, because you'll get more refined. You'll have wisdom. But the first thing you know is you got to know what you want, and you have to state it in a positive way. And I don't want you to make this some big, massive effort, but right after this call, this audio is done, I'd like to suggest that you want to make a great decision, and that great decision will be to write out a result that you want at the end of the day, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, and in 5 years from now. And if you really want to be an overachiever, go out 10 and 20 years. Don't spend a lot of time doing this. Don't get it perfect, because wisdom doesn't have anything to do with being perfect. Wisdom has to do with learning and growing from the actions that you take towards what it is you want. Now, I knew this was profound. You may be, you know, just waking up from your self-induced coma there, from the shock of it all, that the number two most important thing when it comes to making great decisions is knowing what you want. But I have to make an admission. I didn't realize that that was the most important thing. If you want to make a great decision, was first you had to have your result and your outcome, both long-term and short-term. So I look forward to hearing your results, your outcomes, and gaining some wisdom from you on our discussion boards. So until our next lesson, we will see you next week.